A Washington State Senate committee heard testimony last week regarding the state initiative that calls for labeling genetically modified foods. Correspondent Steve Jackson has more.
Initiative 522 would require that consumers be told if any food product contains GMOs or genetically modified organisms. Many foods can be engineered by taking genes from other organisms. Examples are to make crops resist pesticides or animals grow larger. Although 60 countries require such labeling, the U.S. does not. The Washington Senate Agriculture and Rural Economic Development Committee heard from several panelists, both in favor and opposed to the labeling requirement. Michael Hansen is a scientist at Consumers Union, who's worked on GMO issues for several years. He says that there are health concerns linked with GMO products, including introduction of new allergens, as well as increased level of toxins or changes in nutritional value. Even so, Hansen says there is no government safety testing of products before they're allowed on the market, but rather the companies that produce GMOs are allowed to do the testing. He cited a genetically modified salmon product where he believes follow-up studies should have taken place.
A study using sera from people allergic to Atlantic salmon showed a highly statistically significant increase in allergenic potency of the engineered salmon compared to the non-engineered salmon. Yet, FDA chose to disregard this finding, concluding from data on just six fish that there are no allergy concerns. This is not scientifically defensible. One big problem with safety assessments of GE foods is that there have been virtually no long-term animal feeding studies, with most feeding studies being of 90 days or less.
Proponents of GMO labeling say consumers should have a right to know which food products have been genetically modified. Those opposed to GMO labeling include Rob McGuire with the law firm Davis Wright Tremaine, which represents a trade association with the biotech industry. McGuire testified that labeling GMO foods will be a big benefit for trial lawyers.
This will result in my colleagues in the plaintiff's trial bar trolling grocery stores and seed stores looking for business. They can file lawsuits themselves. A client is a mere technicality in these sorts of mechanisms. And it will drive up the cost to businesses who will be faced with incurring expenses to defend lawsuits or making a choice to settle the lawsuit and avoiding the disruption to their business that litigation necessarily entails. The cost of settlement ultimately will be passed on to consumers.
The GMO labeling requirement would not apply to food sold in restaurants or to food from animals that have been fed GMO products. If Washington lawmakers take no action on the GMO labeling initiative, it will go to a vote of the people in November. If the legislature chooses to modify the measure, then both the original and the modified version will appear on the ballot. Credit goes to TVW for the audio from the hearing we used in this story. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.